Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name.
Thank God.
We are established in the commandments, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. And we're thanking God for this great door of utterance, that our great pastor may come to you with a message of truth. We're so glad here in God's Covenant Church, we know the truth and we're taught knowledge. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
We're thanking God for you, evangelists, elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, we're with you. Glad for this door of utterance. We're grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the great stand they took in the truth, the great stand they've taken in the commandments. Holy vessels sent from God. I want to talk to you today about the heritage of God's servants. And before we get into that, our Elder Miles have a number. I'm so grateful. Elder Miles, thank God for you.
When my friend and my foes turn against me, and it seems like the end of the road, there's a small still voice within me, and it's telling me there's somebody greater who's carrying your load. So you see, I am so I have Christ in my life. Tell me, where would my life be without Him? It would be so dark, so very dark, so dark and dreary. When I am sad, He cheers me. When I am lonely, when the road gets dark, He my comfort be. So you see, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful, so grateful I have Christ in my life.
Thank God for our Elder Miles. So grateful because we do have Christ in our life. Sister Tatum has a poem, but before we get into that, our Deacon Debbie has these announcements. Dee?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. So all of you that hear this broadcast, we want you to contact us if you're enjoying or if you have any questions about the message. And our message truly is about salvation. Give us some type of correspondence. We would like to call you back or email back with you and talk with you. Again, our number, 323-754-8302. We'd love to talk with you if you have any questions about our doctrine. Our doctrine is the Ten Commandments, which is God's Word, which we find 99% of the churches are not preaching. They're talking about the Word, but they preach it not and live it not. This time, our Sister Tatum has a poem. Thank God for you, Sister Tatum.
I'm just thanking God so much for being in God's church on another Sabbath day.
Thank God.
And this poem was written at the end of the Sabbath day.
Thank God.
Oh Lord, the rain has begun to fall. The Sabbath day has passed. I'm yet in a spirit of holy bliss. Your joy and peace held fast. In my heart, I feel your spirit. So relaxed, so calm, so warm. And I'm thankful and so grateful to know it's a spirit that causes no harm. So as I enjoy the raindrops, as I listen on my bed, I'm resting in the spirit, remembering the Sabbath and what was said.
Thank God.
Your word is always refreshing whenever it is brought. My soul is yet rejoicing in the wisdom that was taught. It's always such a blessing to listen and to learn and take in wisdom and knowledge when indeed it is your turn.
Thank God.
And God makes you ready to take what comes or may. After yielding to his precious mighty word, it prepares you to obey. It's so wonderful to yet be rejoicing to his spirit deep inside that keeps me knowing if I continue inside, he will forever abide.
Isn't that beautiful? Wonderful words. The words that she is speaking, there is so much truth in it. Thank God for our Elder Miles accompanying her. If you like more information about getting these poems, contact us. But above all, it's all about the word that is being brought to you. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe that. I believe in what I am bringing you. And we live what we're bringing you. And as Isaiah said, what if some don't believe? Does it make the word of God of none effect? I don't think so. God's word is sure.
Yes.
And we're standing on his word. Now let's go to Isaiah 54 and 5. The heritage of the servants of the Lord. We have a heritage here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We have a heritage wherever you might be in this globe if you're keeping God's word. If you're keeping God's commandments, there is no meats and drinks in these 10 precepts. So we don't get caught up. Don't call us and ask us, do you eat tofu? Do you eat pork? I eat ribs every now and then. I eat anything that don't hurt me. We do not drink strong drink here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. And we don't call wine easy drink. or a drink that's not strong. We don't drink any beverages that have alcoholic content. We're not caught up in that. We drink the pure blood of the grape. We're a holy people. Do we drink coffee? So Starbucks is strong. We drink Starbucks. And I don't think drinking Starbucks is going to make you act any kind of way that's against God. It don't unleash anything that's in your mind that's against God. But if you indulge in strong drink, and if it's in you to go against God, it will help you do that. Coffee won't do that. So less enough about coffee. Don't email me about that. Isaiah 54 and 5. What does it say, Evangelist?
For thy maker is thine husband.
Our maker is God. And he is the Lord. Yes. Our maker is our husband. What?
The Lord of hosts is his name.
That's his name, the Lord of hosts. And his name is also called Jesus. Yes. What?
And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
But he's the Holy One of Israel. Let's keep this in our mind. Our heritage is about holiness. Yes. Our Father is holy. Yes. And our Maker is holy. Yes. The Lord is holy. Yes. He's not Baptist or any other name you want to put before that. He's holy. Right. He's the Holy One of Israel. What?
The God of the whole earth.
He's the God of the whole earth.
Shall he be called?
He's called that because he is.
Yes.
There's God's many, but the Lord is the Holy One. He's the God of the whole earth.
Whole earth.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 14th verse. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful to have that now. So there's no compromise, and we don't believe in, well, there's a Lord here for the Baptist and a Lord for the Lutheran. Paul said there's one Lord. One faith. There's only one here.
Only one.
So don't be offended if we run into each other in the marketplace. And don't get offended if I don't ask you what faith you are you. There's only one.
All right.
Yes.
It's holiness.
Yes.
And it's called by many names also. Righteousness.
Yes.
Commandment keeping.
Yes.
I can go on and on and on. 14th verse. What does it say?
In righteousness shalt thou be established.
God establishes his servants in righteousness.
Yes.
And I believe he outlined what that is. It shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. So the Lord is our righteousness. That is the Lord, because the Lord is the Word, and the Word is the law.
All right.
The Word is the commandments. And if the Lord is our righteousness, that's his righteousness because he's the Word.
Yes.
And it becomes ours when we begin to be a doer of the Word.
Yes.
Read.
Thou shalt be far from oppression.
Listen, far from oppression. Yes. That's the servants of the Lord. What?
For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shalt not come near thee.
Terror does not come near God's servant. Now, I believe that.
Yes.
So don't call me talking about what's happening in Palestine and Israel. In Tel Aviv. I'm talking about those that are holy and sanctified. This has nothing to do with natural Israel, because all Israel is not Israel. That's what the scripture says.
That's right.
Talking about those that are saved. And don't say, well, now, are you telling me they're not saved? That's not the conversation today. Read.
Behold. They shall surely gather together, but not by me.
What?
Whosoever shall gather together against
whosoever shall gather together against thee, what?
Shall fall for thy sake.
I believe that.
Yes.
We teach this. What?
Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals.
Let's read it. Go ahead.
In the fire.
What?
And that bringeth forth an instrument for
his
work.
So God created all of these weapons and situations that are against his people.
Yes.
What?
And I have created the waster to destroy.
God created that devil to eat up the people that don't want him.
Yes.
That don't desire God.
Yes.
God created the destroyer. And he also created the destroyer to prove who you want to serve.
Yes.
Read.
No weapon.
Now listen to what God is saying. No weapon.
That is formed against thee shall prosper.
I believe that. Everyone that lives for God should not fear situations. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. What?
And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
They're going to be condemned because it's the word that condemns.
Yes.
When we read, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. If you are a first day of the week keeper, don't get condemned by the one that's bringing it. Be condemned by what they're bringing, the word.
Yes.
The word says,
yes.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the heritage of God's servant.
Yes.
They bring you the word and will not be condemned in judgment. What?
This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
What?
And their righteousness is of me.
Their righteousness is
of
me. What?
Saith the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Joshua. Joshua 1 and 1. Joshua had the same testimony. Because everything God gave Joshua, he let Joshua know, there shall not be a man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. He didn't change. He told Peter the same thing. I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee, Peter. God told his anointed that. He said, I'll never fail thee. I will be with thee.
Yes.
Actually, let's go back a bit. Go back to Joshua.
Yes.
Go back. Oh, did we go there? Joshua 1 and 1. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, after the death of Moses,
what?
The servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister.
Now, God only speaks to one leader at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have, as far as guidance,
yes.
God will speak and use all of his anointed. But to lead and guide the flock, it's one leader.
That's right.
And after Moses went off scene, he's talking to Joshua now. What?
Yes. Saying, Moses, my servant is dead.
That's the servant of God. We're servants of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us.
Yes.
But there is a servant that's a leader.
That's right.
My servant is dead. What?
Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan,
what?
Thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children
this
of Israel.
This land is holiness, because the Canaan land represents holiness.
Yes.
It also represents God's word,
yes,
that is like milk and honey, which should saturate and flow in our hearts.
Yes.
God give this to you.
Yes.
When you're being led by the servant God sends.
That's
read.
Right. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon.
What?
That have I given unto
Other
you.
Other words, God's anointed. If you will go up under, if you will stay up under the leader and
mm-hmm.
let them work out all that mess,
yes,
then you're given to God.
Yes.
You're given to the leader.
Yes.
You're not
mm-hmm.
given to anyone you're not up under.
That's right.
It's all right to hear this broadcast, but if you're not up under one bringing you the commandments of God, that mess cannot be tread out of you.
All right.
You've got to be up under the one that God sent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he told him, every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon,
uh-huh.
that
have
I given.
Given unto you as I said unto Moses.
Read the seventh verse. He's given mm-hmm. Joshua the same charge he gave Moses.
Yes.
And everyone that is a servant of the Lord gets the same charge.
Yes.
In leadership capacity.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord said, go back to Moses, because
yes.
he wrote of me. Seventh verse, what does it say?
Only be thou strong.
Only be thou strong. Wait a minute. Read the fifth verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh. There shall not a man.
What? There shall not any man.
There shall not any man.
What?
Be able to stand before thee all the days
all
of thy
the
life.
Days of thy life. I believe this.
Amen.
This is the heritage of God's servant.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's not you or I that we're preaching.
All right.
It's the word.
It's the word.
What?
As I was with Moses,
what?
So I will be with thee.
Who don't want to be like unto Moses?
All right.
Because God fought for Moses. Moses had power in his hand.
Yes,
he had the rod of God.
Yes,
and that's all we bring today. What?
I will not fail thee.
God said, I will not. I believe he made his anointed the same promises when he took on flesh. Yes, and his name was called Jesus. He
all
said,
right.
I'll be with you always. I will not fail thee. What?
Nor forsake
thee. I will not forsake thee. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
Now read the seventh verse. What does it say?
Only be thou strong.
Only be thou strong and not compromise.
All right.
With all these different upcoming religious views.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No. One Lord, one faith,
yes.
One baptism.
Yes.
Read.
And very courageous.
What?
That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law.
It's all about keeping God's word.
Yes.
So, well, all those laws, it's not talking about bylaws here. It's talking about God's divine law, his yes. word.
Yes. Which Moses,
what?
My servant, commanded thee.
What?
Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left.
We're not turning from the right or to the left. There's 10 precepts here we teach and observe.
Yes.
There's no meats and drinks in God's word. Read.
All right. That thou mayest prosper.
This is our prosperity.
Yes.
Now this is the servants of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And a spiritual prosperity. What?
That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
What?
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy
this
mouth.
This should be in every servant's mouth.
All right.
When they preach. Now what's in their mouth is stories about the word. About God. But it's not God they're bringing you.
All
because
right.
if you don't bring the 10 precepts in its entirety, you are not bringing God.
All right.
Read.
But thou shalt meditate therein day
not
and night.
Not only just bring it, meditate.
Yes.
Day and night. How many are speaking about meditating in the law? But they get sick and drunk off of the word Jesus. And J-E-S-U-S tells you nothing unless you listen to what he preached.
Yes.
And what he was, how he lived.
Yes.
Read.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein.
What?
For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Then is when prosperity comes to the servant. And it's a spiritual prosperity more than natural.
Yes.
Because the Lord said, what does it prosper if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? This is about prosperity in the soul because God is our reward. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And then thou shalt have good success.
Then we are successful. Read.
Have not I commanded thee?
What?
Be strong.
Be strong.
And of a good courage.
What?
Be not afraid, neither be thou
I'm
dismayed.
I'm not dismayed.
All right.
God's servants are not dismayed.
No.
What?
For the Lord thy God is with thee.
What?
Whithersoever thou goest.
Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah again, 54 and 17. Yeah. Let's read that again. Yeah. No weapon. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
Yeah.
And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
All right.
This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Let's go to 55th verse.
Mm-hmm.
55 and 3. What does it say?
55 and 3.
Incline.
Incline your ear.
What?
And come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live.
This is how God is pleading through his anointed.
Mm-hmm.
Incline your ear. Come unto me here.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul shall live. What?
And I will make an everlasting covenant with you.
What?
Even the sure mercies of David.
Isn't that beautiful? Always talking about the apple of his eye, David.
Yes. Yes.
And all David talks about is God's word,
that's
his
right.
law, his commandments.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
He panted after his word. Read.
Yes, he did. Behold.
What?
I have given him for a witness to the
so
people.
So what do we look at David's life?
That's right.
That servant of the Lord. How he was the apple of God's eye.
Yes.
His heritage should be our heritage.
All right.
He loved God's commandments.
Yes, he did.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Should we love his commandments the same way?
Yes.
Because that's all the Lord spoke about. My father gave me a commandment.
Mm-hmm.
What I should say, what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Should that not be our heritage?
Yes.
Read.
Behold.
What?
I have given him for a witness to the people.
What?
A leader and commander to the people.
What?
Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not.
That's the Gentiles.
Yes.
Salvation is of the Jews. And even a Jew is a Gentile if they don't have salvation.
Yes.
but is of one that is living for God.
Yes.
Know us not, and nations that knew not thee, what?
Shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God.
What?
And for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee.
Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 11. All right. God glorifies his anointed.
Yes.
That servant that he sent.
Yes.
And well, the one he sent have a heritage.
All right.
And it's all the same. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 4 and 11. What is it?
And he gave some apostles.
What?
And some prophets.
What?
And some evangelists.
What?
And some pastors and teachers.
He gave some. Now, not everybody you hear speaking about God is sent by God. God gave some.
Yes.
Why?
For the perfecting
now
of the saints.
Now, that's our heritage, to perfect the saints.
Yes.
That's the heritage of the servant.
Yes.
What?
For the work of the ministry.
This is the work of the ministry. Mm-hmm. What?
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
That's our heritage.
Yes.
Edify God's people.
All right.
What?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
What?
And of the knowledge of the Son
and
of God.
And those are ones that's sitting up under the one that God sent and treading out the corn.
Yes.
Treading out those that are under them.
Yes.
Working out all unrighteousness and things that offend God.
All right.
Reaping. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Unto a perfect man.
Unto a perfect man.
Unto the measure of the servant.
Now these are those that have the heritage of the servant.
Yes.
Of God.
Yes.
Their works is unto a perfect man.
Mm-hmm.
Unto the measure of the stature. What?
Of the fullness of Christ.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro.
What?
And carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness.
What?
Whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Isaiah 56 again. 56 and 10.
Yes. All right.
I'm grateful for knowledge.
Yes, Lord.
And we're only here not to bash anybody, but to bash that devil and false teaching and doctrine.
Yes.
And we pray that you that have an ear will hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. 56 and 10. Isaiah.
His watchmen.
What?
Are blind.
Now this is talking about that devil, this beast. His watchmen are blind.
They are all ignorant.
They're all ignorant.
They are all dumb dogs.
Dumb dogs. That's what Isaiah said. It was the Spirit of God, the servant, letting ones know, these jackleg preachers, what they are all about.
Yes.
That God didn't send what?
They cannot bark.
They cannot bark. Now, God's anointed are blind, but they perfect. And their judgment is just because they don't judge by the hearing of the ear or the seeing of the eye. It's by the Spirit of God. It's by his word.
Mm-hmm.
These are like dumb dogs.
Yes. Sleeping.
Sleeping.
Lying down.
What?
Loving to slumber.
Loving to slumber what?
Yea, they are greedy dogs.
Greedy dogs.
Which can never.
Now don't write
enough.
Me and get upset with me because Isaiah calling you all greedy.
Yes.
Because you cannot understand his word.
All right.
Greedy dogs, that which can what?
Never have enough.
Never have enough. You build one little shack, you want to increase it and say, I'm going to all the world.
All right.
Everywhere I got to hear about Jesus, and you don't have to go there. They already know about him. They know he was born. He was born and died for our sins. They know that. But his word, they don't know, and
that's
neither
right.
do you.
That's right.
Why?
And they are shepherds that cannot understand.
Shepherds that cannot understand God's word. Cannot understand that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, not the first day of the week.
All right.
Cannot understand that the Emperor of Rome in 321 AD gave this day. It's the tradition of men.
All right.
It's a commandment of men. Not